Well, the House approved the deal preventing fiscal cliff in Washington. The vote was 257 to 167. In that is a farm bill. The farm bill is a nine-month extension that forestalled any spike in the dairy prices. Dairy folks were not happy as they'd worked out a good deal and a new program that provided better safety net for dairy farmers. All that was lost, and some dairy folks expressed their dissatisfaction. The passage was considered a victory for Southern agriculture interest with the extension because it kept the system of the direct payments. One official said this gives lawmakers time to come up with a new five-year replacement coming sometime later in the year. Frank Lucas, the chairman of Oklahoma and chairman of the House Ag Committee that lives in a peanut district, said this is a very good news for the farm community. In this environment we're working in, it is absolutely a miracle that we got it done. The Farmers Union once again said Congress had left rural America out in the cold. An extension represents a short-sightedness, temporary fix that ultimately provides inadequate solutions that will leave our farmers and ranchers crippled by uncertainty. So the bill does not provide mandatory funding for the energy title, nor specialty crops, nor organic provisions, so they'll have to wait. But we did keep the direct payments. That's $36 per ton for peanut farmers, and they can plan on that in their budgets. I'm Tyron Spearman for Southeast AgNet.